The first
King County Administrative Land Use Authority meeting, February 18th, 2025, at 9 a.m. in the morning. The meeting is being held via Google Meet.
And so all it is our regular lot joiners. They used to have to go to P&Z, but because the state code changed, it truly is just those lot joiners that usually go through P&Z, but we still send out the mailers, and we still have to do a public meeting. So,
well, I guess my main question is, will this affect my property?
Not at all. Way? This is only the lots that are there, and these are in Little Ponderosa Ranch.
Yes.
And all of these, both of these want to do is join their two lots. The zoning stays the same, but they're doing it because of the water system that's going in out there, and they're trying to save on connection fees.
Oh, but good.
So it only affects these two lots. But state code makes it to where they have a public hearing because everybody in the plat doesn't sign them because there's like over 200 lots in Little Ponderosa. So that's why we have to do a public hearing on these lot joiners, okay?
Do you know, I don't know anything about the water thing going on.
Do you own a lot in Little Ponderosa?
I do. I own lot 5 and lot 4.
She needs to contact.
Okay.
Section,
so you would want to, you could contact Julie Miller. Do you know her, right? She's over.
Yeah, she's my cousin.
Okay, so Julie is working with Steve Nilliman. She's 100% in on all of that. So for questions for your water system, you'll want to call her, and she can give you all the in and outs. Iron Rock is helping out in that area do a lot of these lot joiners for the water system, but that's what this is, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Do I need to stay on the call, or I just really just wanted to find out if it was going to affect my lot?
You don't need to. Nope.
Go ahead.
Nope, you're not required to stay on.
Can I ask a quick question that probably has nothing to do with these lots or my lots? What's going on with the guy that is across the way that has lots 2, 4, 6, and 8? I think maybe 2, 4, 6.
Julie might know. I'm not aware of anything.
He's pretty messy. That's all I wanted to find out. So.
Okay. All right.
Hey, thank you so much. And if I have more questions, I definitely will reach out to Julie. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a nice day.
You all too. Right, thank you. Kane County P&Z meeting of Kane County Administrative Land Use Authority meeting, February 18th, 9 a.m. We are now starting officially. Our first matter of business is for the Deeg lot joiner in Little Ponderosa Ranch, Block E, Lots 1 and 3. It was submitted by Tom Avant with Iron Group holding power of attorney. We have not received any comments on this lot joiner. Everything is in order. Civil Science has approved it, as have I. I am now going to open this up for public comment. If we have anybody on the line that has any public comment, please say so now. Seeing that we don't have anybody online, we will go out of public hearing, and I make a motion that we approve amended lots 1 and 3 Block E, Little Ponderosa Ranch, for a lot joiner becoming new lot 1. Okay, now we're going to move on to our second matter of business, and that is the Casenberry lot joiner in Little Ponderosa Ranch, Block A, Lots 34 and 35, submitted by Tom Avant of Iron Rock Group, holding power of attorney. I'm going to open this up for public comment. If there is anybody online that would like to make comment on this matter, you can do so now. Seeing that we don't have anybody online, I'm going to go out of public hearing and public comment, and I make a motion that this has been approved by Civil Science and myself, and everything is in order, and that we approve the lot joiner for Little Ponderosa Ranch lots 34 and 35, becoming new lot 35. Thank you. We appreciate your time. And congratulations, Wendy and Shannon, on their first official administrative land use meeting. I move to adjourn.
Meeting adjourned 9:03.
That was